You're listening to SBS News.
Australians are finding themselves paying more for meat, bread, dairy and fruit. And, according to a new report commissioned by Farmers for Climate Action, the reason is climate change. Fork in the Road, the impacts of climate change on our food supply, reveals that existing supply chains have been developed based on predictable weather patterns. But, with global warming spurring rapid and unforeseeable changes, the path from farm to table is experiencing some heavy disruptions. The report was written by Stephen Bartos, an internationally recognised expert in public sector governance, finance, strategy and risk. He has previously authored reports for the federal government examining the resilience of the nation's supply chain. Mr. Bartos told SBS News that climate change breeds uncertainty about future weather events, which in turn adds to the cost of general food supply.
Unpredictability increases the costs of finance and insurance because obviously insurers are really concerned about the impacts of climate change, which is making it harder for everyone who's in the business of supplying food to us to insure their businesses. And those costs have to be passed on to the consumer in some way.
The impacts of extreme weather systems on the country's food delivery are felt right from the start of the supply chain, as Australian farmers grapple with difficult agricultural conditions. Gavin Skerr is the managing director of Pinata Farms, a family-owned business that has grown mangoes, pineapples and berries for more than 60 years. He told SBS News that flooding and drought can impact a plant's ability to produce its maximum yield.
In some cases with flooding, you know, if the plants go underwater, they die, they drown, so there's total loss. But even the ones that don't go underwater, you know, they get waterlogged and they're stressed, so hence they don't produce as much, in our case, fruit as they normally would.
Mr. Skerr says farmers often cannot contend with such unpredictable climates.
Us as farmers, it's our job to produce food for Australians in our case, and that's something that, you know, we jump out of bed every morning, you know, loving to do. But when we get extreme weather events, it makes it challenging.
These effects are felt further down the supply chain, with supermarkets seeing an uptick in the cost of fresh produce. Elise Naylor is the duty manager of an IGA in South Australia. She told SBS News that her supermarket is bearing the brunt of the costs from supply chain disruptions.
All your pricing, sort of as an independent like we are, is dependent on us. So at the moment, we sort of fronted that pricing for our shoppers, I guess, because it's unfair for them to have to sort of go through the struggle when they're just trying to buy food. So, we've sort of fronted those price increases in through the dry grocery and dairy products. I mean, fruit and veg, you get through daily that from the market that's changed every day. So we've obviously kept our fruit and veg at the same sort of GP that we do.
Fiona Davis, CEO of Farmers for Climate Action, told SBS News that one of the major supply chain disturbances caused by extreme weather events is railroad closures.
So we're not able to get our food off farm, and then we're not able to get food into the supermarket through Australians. So, you know, they're blocked by floods, they can be blocked by bushfires, and we've seen both of those already this year.
Indeed, the recent floods in southeast Queensland have instigated delays in freight deliveries as landslips, sinkholes and power outages halted the region's railroad network. Ms Naylor says this has impacted liquor supply across the country.
The floods sort of going through Brisbane have flooded the Forex factory, which is a major beer supplier, so we can't actually buy beer at the moment because they're all underwater.
For Mr Skerr, one way to mitigate the effects of increasingly unpredictable weather patterns is to spread his crops around the country. Out of the 7 pinata farms across the NT, Queensland and Tasmania, only 2 have been disrupted by the recent flooding events.
The reason that we've diversified in across crops, so as from tropicals to temperate, is to, you know, diversify our risk, and then across regions. So having a spread of geography across our crops helps us diversify. So if one area's been hit, hopefully, you know, the rest of them aren't.
Stephen Bartos says that to build resilience, it is vital that Australia starts shortening its supply chains.
If you've got a lot of short supply chains, each single one of them might be equally as vulnerable to a flood. But if you've got a lot of diverse ones, rather than just one big, really long chain, then you're spreading your risk. The other advantage of short supply chains is it means that fresher food gets to consumers.
On a policy level, Ms Davis says the government must be more proactive about tackling climate change so as to avoid potential long-term food shortages.
We want both sides of government to get behind really deep emission cuts this decade, you know, in a sustainable way, but taking those cuts as soon as possible, because it sets us up for the future. It reduces the risk of these extreme weather events in future and the risk of our food supply system breaking down.
Mr. Bartos adds that emission cuts actually have multiple advantages for Australia's agriculture industry.
A lot of the things that can be done to mitigate climate change are also good for farm productivity. So the red meat industry has adopted a target of becoming carbon neutral by 2030, way ahead of the federal government target. And they're doing that because they see it as a commercial necessity in their industry. But they're also finding that a lot of the measures that they take in terms of improving the herd, planting windbreaks, better transport, are also great for productivity. So they get a better product to the consumer at the same time as they reduce greenhouse gases.
Brooke Young, SBS News.